Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, we love you. Hallelujah. Jesus, I love
tonight is a prayer meeting on Mondays, and I know that probably looks different in all of our churches and experiences, what a prayer meeting is, and I suppose from time to time, even here at camp, it looks different depending on the night, maybe depending on who's leading it. Just to give a little bit of direction as we begin tonight, we want you to pray. That's what a prayer meeting is. And when we have opportunity to come together corporately and pray, it does us all good if we pray out loud. We're going to deal with some specific things tonight, and so we'll have a little bit of direction in how we're praying. Understand this, and I know prayer can be the most intimidating thing we do, and so we hesitate, we're a little reluctant, maybe you're embarrassed because, nobody likes to speak publicly. That's what they say is the greatest fear that we have, is having to speak publicly, or one of the greatest, and so we just don't. Maybe you feel like you don't pray well, and I don't sound like that person does or this person does. And so we need to get rid of pride, because that's what it is. And we need to know that we are all students of prayer. We're all learning to pray. Even Jesus' disciples, Lord, teach us to pray. And so that should be our desire. And you know how you learn to do things? You do them. And so as students of prayer, we want you to do prayer. And we want you to feel safe here, okay? Nobody's going to judge you, and nobody's going to talk bad or think bad about you. We love you, and we want to see each of us grow in these graces. And so please, please, please don't hesitate to pray. We are for you, and God is for you. God so desires to hear our heart cry tonight. And a lot of times we can come to prayer meetings and maybe we're bored, especially if you're a little younger and you maybe not have developed some disciplines and habits of praying. And there's just going to be a time of, when is it going to be over? I promise you we will not be here as long as we were last night. It will be more focused and targeted to accomplishing prayer. But maybe for whatever reason you're just not engaged, or maybe you haven't experienced the power of God or the touch of God or answers to prayer, and so maybe you don't see the value in it. And a lot of reasons, but we want to believe tonight that God is here. And we're going to look at a few examples in the Gospels, in Luke tonight. And God wants to do something extraordinary in our midst. And if you were here on Saturday night, one of the things that we asked each of you to do was to write down two things that you want God to do for you while you're here. And Jesus went through Jericho, and the blind man Bartimaeus was crying out for mercy. Jesus called him over and asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And so that is something that maybe tonight you're going to pull out and say, okay God, here's that thing, or here are those couple of things. And I'm going to believe you tonight. And I believe God wants to do those things for us. And so we encourage you to do that. The other thing is, maybe you need to find a different posture of prayer. And there are a lot of ways Scripture tells us how we're to pray. I'll say this from the start. I don't have knees anymore, pretty much. And so I'm not able to kneel, at least not for any long lengths of time. And so don't follow my lead on that. So if they say, well, he's not kneeling down, so we'll just all sit here. If you can kneel in prayer, that's good. Unless you're going to fall asleep when you kneel in prayer. And so then it's not good. And so I find at times different postures of prayer are good. Sometimes I kneel down to pray just so that I don't fall asleep, because I'm in so much pain and discomfort that it just keeps me a little bit targeted and focused on what I'm there for. But sometimes I stand, and sometimes I walk, and sometimes I sit. But for whatever you need to do to be engaged with God. And so maybe you just need to stand off in the sides while we're praying together. Maybe you want to kneel in prayer. Maybe it'll look a couple different ways. You'll be up and down a little bit. That's okay. But we want to make sure that we're alert and engaged and praying for the time that we have here tonight. So that's our agenda. And we're going to sing a song. And then I'm going to share from Luke. And then we're going to pray. So let's sing in your red books, 299, hymn number 299.